Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
If you had to give the commencement address to 15,000 university students as they were about to charge out into life and contribute and make their difference and leave their mark, what would you say? What is your life philosophy that you would like to teach other people to have? You know, just some simple rules, some simple principles about life that you would love others to have in their own lives, to live a meaningful life, to live a fully charged life. I mean, what's your life philosophy that you would share with other people? Have you ever thought about that? Now, maybe you get asked to speak, or maybe you're always asked for your advice. It's just nice when you develop your own little philosophy that you can share with people over and over and over again, because that becomes part of your mission. It becomes part of your message to other people. It's what your
legacy becomes. It's what people carry on after you're gone. It's what they remember you for, is when you impart specific things like that. You know, I lost my dad in 2009 to acute leukemia. It was AML, they call it, acute myeloid leukemia. It's a very fast, unfortunately, disease. It really takes your body from diagnosis to death. We were with Dad for 59 days. I mean, it was just like, boom. And what I remember about my dad is so many of our great moments together and so much of our fun and so many of the amazing, extraordinary experiences we had together, and mostly just the simplicity of hanging out and being around and some of his life lessons. But, you know, before he passed away, when he was in the hospital and going through chemo, I called him and I said, "Hey, Dad, I'm coming on my way down there, but I just, you know, could I interview you? Because I was honestly scared I might not get there before, you know, he passed away or something." And so he says, "Okay." So I literally called him and I interviewed him and I asked him about life. I asked him on the phone and I recorded it. And, you know, it's one of my most treasured things in my life is having his voice from the interview. And I just asked him lots of questions about life. And what came out of it was so much of his life philosophy, and nothing was new. It wasn't like he had all these new insights towards the end of his life. He was saying these things to us throughout his life, and I realized he had this philosophy. He was always saying in one way or another, but in one direct statement, he kind of streamed them all together on the call, and it was like, wow. And his thing was, you know, he had these things he was always saying. The first thing he was always saying is, be yourself. You know, he's always telling us kids, you know, just be yourself, be who you are, do what feels right for you. You know, he really wanted us to be our unique self. He didn't want us to be, you know, carbon copies of everybody else. He's just like, really be yourself. He would always say that in certain ways. He'd inscribe it in books that I have from him. I'd say, you know, hey son, you know, be yourself. And I was like, wow, you know, he always said that. He also said, be honest. Tell the truth. Be honest and direct and straightforward and explicit with people. You know, it was just such a simple thing, but how many of us, sometimes we tell little lies that we don't need to tell, or we say things we're like, why did I say that? It wasn't even true. And it's just about bringing top of mind and paying attention to what we're saying. And be honest even when it's hard, even when you might be held accountable for it, to always be honest. I mean, he always said, do your best. You know, whatever you're gonna do, do your best. Know that you gave your all. Just do it with excellent care that it goes right. You know, care that you've done a good job for yourself, but also for other people. Just do your best. Know that you gave. And it was always amazing. He was saying, you just do your best. He was always saying, take care of your family. You know, love your brother, love your sister, love your mother. Even as he was going through his third treatment of chemo, it just wasn't working. You know, he kept telling me, he's like, take care of your mother. Take care of your mother. Take care of your mother. He was always thinking about taking care of family. He was always that person in the family who was strong and would care for others and lend people money, just be there for him. Whatever he could do, he'd take care of the family. He also said, treat people with respect. You know, always be that person. Treat people with respect. Know that everyone's going through a hard journey in life, that you never know their story. Just be nice to people, be kind, have some courtesy. He always saying that, just have some courtesy, you know, have some compassion. It was always about treating other people respectfully, our elders, but also those younger than us, everybody on our team, just our family. Treat people with respect, treat your neighbors with respect. He was always saying that over and over and over. He also was always saying, be a good citizen, you know. Be active in your community, you know, go vote, care about taxes, care about how much we pay our teachers, care about the important things that are shaping the world, read the news. You know, he's always reading the newspaper every morning, he just loved his newspapers. Be a good citizen, be active, be informed, do something good for your society, for your culture. He cared about those things, you know, it was amazing. And I think the last recurrent theme he was always saying is, follow your dreams. Always follow your dreams. Know what you want and follow them. Even if it's hard, you know, chart your own path. Do the things that are important to you. You know, don't let off of your dreams just because it got hard. You know, fight for those things. Follow your dreams. Keep following your intuition. Keep following where life is taking you, but know where you want to take life. Follow your dreams. Those were the things my dad said. And when I think about my dad, I think about those things in one way or another, you know. I think about how he embodied them. I think about experiences or the things where I screwed up in my life, and he'd teach me them, or he'd just remind me as I was going off to do something, or he'd say something. We'd write an inscription in a book or write a note or a card on our birthday cards. And I carry his message with me. People will carry your message with you. So what do you want to say? We all have to develop a life philosophy. You know, I have a life philosophy. It's simple. It's like four things for me. It's like I carry all my dad's message, and I'm always sharing his message. But, you know, I'm developing my own, too, as I'm living my life. And I think about, you know, my life philosophy is first and foremost is like, be thankful for all that you have and all that you are. Just be thankful. Be thankful for this moment. Be thankful for the gifts you've been given in your life. I'm so thankful for the time I got to spend with my dad. I wish he was here longer, but I'm extraordinarily thankful for the time I did have. I'm thankful that I had a dad. I know some people, they don't have a father figure, or they didn't get to spend much time. I was lucky. You know, I got to have him for 30 years of my life. You know, I feel extraordinarily blessed by that, and I had a good one. I'm thankful for that. I hope that you're thankful for your family, your friends, the people who love you, the moment, the gifts, the strengths, all the blessings that you've been given by God, by Creator, by universe, by nature, by dumb luck, whatever you believe, have gratitude for that. It will bring happiness and joy and engagement with your life. It will give you a sense of soul and depth to life when you have more gratitude. For me, I also believe, you know, work hard for all that you desire. If you desire something, work hard for it. I mean, really work for it. If it's important to you, work for it. Never forget, when you knock on the door of opportunity, that it is work who answers. You know, you want change, you want something new, you want a better quality of life, discipline will be required. Work, strength, you know, really just, I mean, it's that grit, that sweat, that time, that effort, that consistency and that constancy of effort towards their dreams. That stuff, it's work, and be proud of it. People blew my mind today. They're so anti-work. Oh, I hate work. It's like, okay, well then do different work, but find something and work towards it. Like, you should be proud of giving a day's work. You should be proud when you go home, you're wiped out, you're exhausted from giving your all that day, something that you found important and meaningful and purposeful. And when you go to bed at night, you're fatigued, not fatigued because you hated it and fought it all day, fatigued because you lived joyously that day. You go to bed peacefully because you gave all. You're spent, but not spent forever. You're just, that day, it was full. It was awesome. It was magnificent. You're ready for sleep. You know, you gotta work like that, I believe. That's my life philosophy anyway. My third thing is be intentional in who you are becoming. See, by my dad giving me those life philosophies, he was saying, basically, you know, pay attention to these things, and that will make you happy, it'll make you a better person. And I think we have to be very intentional about who we are. Are we intentional with how we greet our lover or our spouse at night after long days of work? Are we intentional about what we're telling our kids? Are we intentional about how courageous and strong and confident a person we're becoming? Or are we hoping, oh, one day maybe I'll be happy and courageous and strong? No. Those things, you generate them with intention, right? I would say the power plant doesn't have energy. It generates energy. We have to have the intention to be something and to live into that intention, to activate that intention in the world, to bring initiative to that intention. And that is all about paying attention to who are we becoming. Are we becoming, you know, rude little brat, spoiled bastards? Are we becoming just, you know, service-driven, excellent, giving, loving, accomplished human beings to move towards the things that we care about? We're becoming something. Are we paying attention to what we're becoming? And my last one is love and respect others on this journey. You know, it's like, love others because that's why we're here. I think about my dad's ultimate legacy. There's no question it was the love that he had for us kids. You know, he did lots of cool things in his life. He gave lots. He worked his ass off. He did 20 plus years in the Marines. He did 3 tours in Vietnam, got all shut up, came back, helped recruit people into the military, even when at that time the military was not popular, because he believed in being a good citizen, serving his country. His country gave him so much, he was trying to give back. And I think about all of these things he did and he accomplished, he gave, he created, from building sheds and birdhouses to, you know, teaching us kids to golf. But what comes back over and over and over again was love. And I hope that in some way we are dedicated and disciplined to thinking about how much we love other people, to be a grand amplifier of this divine energy around us that is love, to give it and direct it towards other people so they feel adored and appreciated by us. I mean, are you doing that? Are you adoring and appreciating other people on a consistent basis? They know how you feel about them. They know that they're priorities. They know that you deeply care for them and their well-being and who they are. That's living a different quality of life. That's magic. And when you just, I think, again, have that intention to do all these things that we've talked about, maybe some of these things inspired your life philosophy. Maybe you already have your own, but I hope you'll do one thing. Go share your life philosophy, whether it's 15,000 people at a commencement address one day, or you know, it's 5 people at lunch, or your buddies at dinner, or it's your kids, or it's the people that you lead. Share your life philosophy. That's your message. That's what people will remember. And if you live that life philosophy each day, you wake up, you have that goal, you have that dream to live your life philosophy, it activates everything in you. You can't wait to wake up tomorrow, because that enthusiasm to live that philosophy pulls you into the future. It pulls you into that style of life, and you feel so remarkable because you're aimed again, you're intentional again, and that's what it feels like to live a charged life.
Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.